Hi, Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name's Lynn Reaper, and today I'd like to share with you some of my favourite audio games. This is my first podcast, and hopefully it won't be my last. I hope you all enjoy listening. Now, the games I'm going to show you today all come from the same company. They're all made by a company called Elworks. And I like these games, not just because they're fun to play, but they're really easy to download and install. I mean, put it this way, when I downloaded and installed the very first one that I did, I was terrified. And by the time I'd done the second one, I was going back for more. I can hear you all out there saying, why be terrified of downloading a game? To be quite honest with you, until just this last few months, I've been a complete technophobe, but that's probably because the PC I was using was so unreliable. You told it to do something and it would just say, no, I ain't doing that, and crash on you, but I've got a new one now. It's miles better, and my confidence has just grown and grown, which is great. And now let's get back to the games. Yeah, Elworks have produced quite a number of games. Most of the ones I'm going to show you today are free. There is one that ought to be registered. It keeps telling me that it's not registered, but the reason I haven't done it is because Liam Irvin, the chap who runs the site, hasn't put any indication on the website, as far as I can see, of how much it costs to register the game. And I don't want to register it and suddenly find I've got to pay loads of money. I shouldn't think it would be loads of money, but you know what I mean. I don't like to do things unless I know exactly what I'm doing. But the game still works in its unregistered form. It's just a bonus level missing, that's all. And you can't post your scores. But it's great. It's a great fun game all the same. And that's the game I'm going to start with. Before I go on, I'll tell you the site where I got the games from. It's actually www.l-works.net, and it's a great site. It's very easy to navigate, and get everything you need from there. Right, so the first game I'm going to show you is a game called Super Shot. This game was the first Elworks game I ever played, and it's very much like the Bop It game, in that it sort of requires fast action, and it does get faster and faster the more you play it. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play through these games. Hopefully they won't go on for too long. Most of them are about 3 minutes long, the different games. Super Shot isn't actually timed, it just gets faster and faster until you either complete it or lose all your lives. And I was going to play it for so long and then pause the recording until the game got really fast and then start it up again. But I was doing it this morning and it amazed me how it actually gets faster without you realising how fast it's got. So I'm going to play right through the easy level so you can see what I mean. Because I was playing this morning, I didn't realise how fast it had got until I suddenly lost the game completely. So I'm going to let you hear how that happens. Now, here I'd better point out that, as I said at the start, I'm still learning how to use this program, this recording program, SoundForge, if you're wondering, and I can't seem to get the levels right, so the sound of the games, unfortunately, is louder than I would like it to be, but if I make it any quieter, it makes my cordless headphones cut out, which is not good, so I haven't found a way around that yet, if there is one. So I apologise now if the games absolutely blow your head off when they start coming through your speakers, headphones, whatever. Right. So, let's find Super Shot. You'll hear when it starts, it'll tell me that the game isn't registered. I know that anyway. Then it will present me with a menu. And I'll start it up and we can talk through it.
Your version of Supershot is unregistered. Please visit elworks.net to register your copy today.
Elworks presents
Supershot.
please choose an option from the following menu. Start game.
I just remembered, actually, I forgot to tell you that I haven't got Jaws running at the moment. I'm a Jaws user, normally. But the L-Works games, unfortunately, don't run with Jaws at all, because most of them rely on presses of the arrow keys, which Jaws seems to sort of take over and it won't let it work. So what I've actually done is unloaded Jaws before I started this, and I've actually memorised where the L-Works games are. It's quite easy to do because they all begin with the first initial, and there are a couple of S's, but if I remember which game beginning with S goes in which place, we haven't got a problem. Right, back to Super Shot. It said, please choose an option from the following menu, start game. Now that is the option I want, but I'm going to go down the menu using my down arrow, just so that you can hear what other options we've got.
Calibrate speakers.
That's a function of most L-Works games, not all of them, but it is a good one, especially for this game, which is stereo. So I will do that, make sure I've got my speakers the right way around.
Calibrating speakers. Left speaker. Right speaker.
That sounded good to me. Next one down is...
Send your score to lworks.net.
Now, I can't do that with this game, because it's not registered. But I can do it with some of the other games. In fact, all the other games. And the bottom item in the menu is...
Exit.
Exit. Which I don't want to do.
Start game.
Now, I'll tell you how this game works. Basically, you hear sounds coming from the left, the middle, and the right. Not necessarily in that order. And what you've got to do is shoot them using your left arrow, up arrow, and right arrow, respectively, before they hit the ground. Now, when the game starts, you'll think, God, this is easy. But believe me, it gets fast. So I'm going to press enter on start game.
Choose your difficulty level. Easy.
There are three levels. Easy, which is what it's just said to me. Basically, you get as many shots as you like at each target. There's no limits, really.
Medium.
In the medium level, you only get one shot at each target.
Hard.
And in the hard level, you only get one shot at each target, and also every five shots you have to reload your gun using the spacebar. And that does get tricky. I tried it the other day just to see if I could do it. Failed miserably. So I'm going to just do the easy level.
Easy.
So you can hear how this game works. I'm going to press enter. There'll be a sort of a police car noise, and then the first sound will come whizzing down from either the left, the middle, or the right. For the first few shots, I'll try and call out the arrow keys I'm pressing. So here we go. Left arrow. Left arrow again. Up arrow. And again. And again. And hit again. It's going to try and confuse me. Left arrow again. Center again. Don't give me any rights yet. Come on, give me a right-handed one. I'm going to throw one in when I'm not expecting it. Oh, there we go. It's the right arrow now. And the up arrow again. Oh, this is really easy with headphones on. If I can complete this level without missing,
extra life.
I get one of those. An extra life.
44,596 points.
Now, it has actually got a little bit faster now. It's very much like the... Oh, missed. Very much like the Boffit game. Like I said before. Just a test of reaction speed, really. concentration. You really do have to concentrate hard on this game. If something distracts you, and you get one wrong, especially when it's getting faster, I find if I get one wrong, I get the next few wrong too. Oh, missed. What am I thinking of?
points.
Oh, what am I doing? It's definitely getting faster now. The next time the level changes, you'll notice that the music changes as well. It's a faster piece of music to sort of make it more intense, I think, and it works too. Oh, where am I going? Pressing the wrong keys again. The first time I played this game, I just fell about laughing at that funny noise, that whizzing sound.
110,400 points.
Now. There we go. I rather like that music, actually. Reminds me of Garden Center. I don't know why. Just that sort of pipe music you get. Here, that's got really fast now compared to what it was when I first started, and it's actually going to get even faster.
1,842 points.
Oh my god! Where am I going? Pressing the buttons. That's what I was saying, if you get it wrong, and you get it wrong once, you'll get it wrong again. You can probably tell by the way I'm talking, I'm finding it difficult to talk and play.
175,887 points.
Oh my god, I think I've done it!
7,621 points.
Congratulations, you have beaten Super Shot.
Your final score is 215,621 points. Please choose an option from the following menu.
No, it's not often I clear that. Oh, that was good. I'm glad I didn't pause it. So, that's Super Shot. That's the easy level. I'm not going to play the other two levels because they're more or less the same, except for the little details I pointed out earlier. I like that game. It's good fun. Like I say, very hard once it gets fast, as you probably noticed. But the way it speeds up, it's so subtle, you don't even notice it. Until you suddenly find yourself hammering at the keys and going, "Help!" Well, I do anyway. Okay, let's come out of that one.
Exit.
Oh, check this out. This is funny.
Thanks for playing Super Shot. Come back soon. For more great games, visit l-works.net.
Oh, I love that. That is so funny. Now, I've just listened back to that part that I've just done, and I've just realised I said something really, really silly at the when I started Super Shot, before I actually started playing the game, when I was saying about how I memorise where the games are in the start menu. I said they all begin with the first initial. Well, of course they do, you silly girl. That's what a first initial is. What I meant was that the items that appear in the menu all begin with the first initial of the actual game. They're not like play Super Shot, play Super Egg Hunt, play Lockpick, whatever. They're all just the names of the games. That's what I meant to say. Right, now this next game I'm going to try and demonstrate to you is called Lockpick. Now, I don't know how easy it's going to be to demonstrate this game. It'll be easier if you're listening with headphones on, because the information that the game gives you comes from similar to Super Shot, left, middle and right, but it's a totally different type of game. It still requires speed. It also requires a good sense of sort of logic. Basically, the idea is you've broken into a bank, you're down in the vaults, you've come to a whole load of safes, and each one of these safes has a combination lock. And the goal is to undo as many combination locks as you can. You originally get a minute to do this, but the more locks you undo, the more time you get, because every time you undo one, you get 5 extra seconds. Now, the way you undo these locks is kind of simple once you know how. Basically, each lock has 3 reels, one on the left, one in the middle, and one on the right. You use your arrow keys to get to them. You use your left and right arrows to move between the reels, and your up and down arrows to select the number on the reel from 1 to 7. And the game tells you how close you are by giving out one of 3 different tones for each reel when you press the enter key. When you press enter, you get the tone for each reel, and it always goes left, middle, right. Now, if you say you're starting with the left reel, I always try and do one reel at a time, but I've sort of developed my own method. I always start with the left reel. So say I've started on number 1. All the reels start on number 1 when you start each new safe. And say if I press enter with all the reels set to number 1 and there's no numbers, none of the numbers are right, it'll give me 3 sort of low, dull tones to say that none of those reels have the right number. If I were to move my left reel up and just happen to land it on the right number for that reel, it would give me, in my left speaker, a high-pitched sort of half-beep, half-ping. Well, you'll hear it in a minute. In the left speaker, but because the other 2 reels haven't moved, they'll still have the sort of dull, low-pitched sort of sound, because they're still on the wrong number. Say if I were to move the left reel up and it have a number that is somewhere in the combination but not actually on that reel, I would get a sort of doubled half beep, half ping at a slightly lower pitch than if it had been the right number on the right reel. That tells me, like I say, that the number's somewhere in the combination but not on that reel. What I tend to do in that circumstance is set the other 2 reels, if they're not set already, if one of them's not set already, to that number. So one of them is bound to be right. I think, without further ado, I will just load the game and see if I can demonstrate it to you as I play it. Which is going to be pretty tricky, because I only get a minute to undo the first combination. And normally I play it very, very fast. Normally I use my left hand on the enter key and my right hand on the arrow keys and literally just hammer it, but obviously I'm going to have to do it quite a bit slower to explain it to you. Well, we'll see what happens anyway. So we go start menu, P for programs, L for L works, enter, because I've got more than one L, 2 L's, and there we are.
Lockpick.
Choose an option from the following menu. Start game.
Now, you probably gather it's given me a menu very similar to that of Super Shot. The top item is start game. You go down, you get...
Check speakers. Send score to elworks.net.
Which I can actually with this one, because this one, along with the other 3 that I'm going to show you, is actually free. So that's good. I didn't have to register it, which means I can do everything I want to do with it. and
exit.
Well, I don't want to do that because I've only just gone into it, so go back to the top. Oops, I hit start game, but I pressed the arrow key one too many times and stopped it speaking. It actually doesn't wrap round this one. The Super Shot menu wraps round, but this one doesn't. Right. I'm going to start the game and see if I can talk you through what I'm doing as I do it.
Your timer starts
now.
Now, I know, because I've played this a lot, that all the reels are set at the moment at number one. So I'm going to press enter. Oh, that's good. The left one, if you heard the first tone in your left speaker, is telling me that it's correct. The other two, because they're on number one as well, are giving me the right number, wrong reel signal. So I'm going to move the middle one. Did you hear that? I just moved the right arrow once. Press the right arrow once to move the middle reel. I'm going to press the up arrow.
Two.
That's moved to number two now, so I'm going to press the enter again. The dull tone means that number two isn't anywhere in the sequence, so I'm going to keep going up until I find a number.
Five.
Number five. That's telling me that right number, wrong reel, so that means that the right
one,
reel
two, three, four, five,
should be on number five. Now I'm going to move the middle one up to number six.
Six. Seven.
Enter seven. There we are.
Two,
I'm going to keep going. I'm moving the left reel up now. That was me completing one at more or less my normal speed. I'm going to stop that. Just let it run out.
Your final score is 10 points. Choose an option from the following
normally
menu. Start game.
I score one heck of a lot more than that. And actually, I do play it a lot faster. I said that was my normal speed, but it wasn't so much my normal speed, but my normal method of doing it. I don't know if you noticed how I did it then, but none of the reels were on the right number to start with, so I moved the left one up until it got to, I think it was number four, and it gave me the right number, wrong reel sound. So it's obvious that one of the other two would be on number four, because I don't know which one, I just moved them both up, and then moved the left one up once more onto number five, and I can't remember what happened after that, but if you listen to it again, you'll probably get what I did. So that's how that game works. And it takes a heck of a lot of concentration. I can't remember with Super Shot, I was sort of talking to you as I was playing it. If I'm playing Lockpick at full speed, I can't converse while I'm playing it. I get so lost in it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but whatever. Anyway, I will come out of there.
Just exit.
I was just scanning down the menu quite quickly there. I'll exit there.
Thanks for playing Lockpick. For more great games, visit l-works.net.
I like that function where they always say a little thing when you come out of them, so you know that you're out and it hasn't just gone funny on you. Now, the next three games, which I'm going to show you, are all very similar. I call them the hunting games. There's Egg Hunt, Super Egg Hunt, and The Great Toy Robbery. They all have very similar functionality. Except I think they actually get more difficult, respectively, Egg Hunt being the easiest. Egg Hunt's also the sort of simplest design. It's literally a board that you go along round with your arrow keys and you pick up eggs and that's the end of it. Super Egg Hunt is very similar, only as well as looking for the eggs, you've got to dodge Mr. McChicken, who is one angry chicken who comes along and tries to peck you. When he does peck you, you lose 15 seconds off your time, which initially starts out as 3 minutes, and you also get dropped on a random square of the board with no actual indication of where you are, which can be rather annoying. The third game is called The Great Toy Robbery. Now, this was designed as a Christmas game. Basically, the story goes that this little boy, Naughty McNaughton, he's really, really naughty. Of course, because he's naughty, Santa Claus doesn't come. And so he decides to get his own back and go and rob Santa's workshop. And basically, all this little character. And you've got to pick up toys and dodge elves to come after you on pogo sticks. And if they knock you on the head, you're dead. However, if you manage to dodge them and you get over, I think it's 30. I think you've got to get to 30 toys. Once you get to 30, Santa Claus himself comes after you, but he's not the Santa Claus we all know and love. He's an evil Santa Claus. I suppose it's because he's angry. And he comes and tries to stamp on your head, basically. And you've got to get from the top right-hand corner of the board to the bottom left-hand corner of the board in that section of the game as fast as you can. And if you manage to do that, you get out safely. So I'll go for Egg Hunt first, because that's the simplest game. Now, Egg Hunt isn't quite like the other Elworks games that I've got, because it doesn't have the start menu like the other ones do. Actually, I think, I'm not certain about this, I may be wrong, but I think that this could be Elworks' first game, because not only does it not have the start menu, it also has synthesized speech as opposed to the real human voice. Super Egg Hunt has that as well, actually, but it's, Super Egg Hunt's speech is much more real sounding than Egg Hunt speech. You'll see what I mean. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to play you through a game of each of these games. Super Egg Hunt and Egg Hunt initially take 3 minutes. Egg Hunt takes 3 minutes only. Super Egg Hunt, if you pick up clocks, which actually I think I forgot to mention, these clocks will give you 10 extra seconds, and they will also freeze the chicken for 5 seconds. So they're a good way of getting past him, or getting away from him if he's sort of like on your tail. So that could take more than 3 minutes. The Great Toy Robbery isn't timed, but it doesn't generally take me very long to complete a game. So, right, Egg Hunt. How do you pick up eggs when you can't see them, I hear you asking? Well, basically, the eggs make a sort of a pipping sound. In the original Egg Hunt, they're very high-pitched and they stay on one pitch. They just kind of get louder and softer as you get nearer to them, and they move from left to right. Or, should I say, you are moving left to right. And so the egg position sounds like it's changing. That's what it's meant to be, anyway. So as you move to the right with your right arrow, the egg sound will move to the left. So if you hear one on the right, you move toward it to the right, and eventually you get it into the centre of your speakers. Once you get it into the centre of the speakers, you move up or down, depending on which makes it get louder, until it gets to its loudest volume, and then Egg Hunt will say something like, you got one, you found one, there's one, and things like that. You're good at this game is one of the things I like it to say, which actually I'm not, but there we go. Super Egg Hunt makes more of a ringing sound. Very similar to, if any of you have heard the Sonic the Hedgehog games. Sounds very much like when he picks up the rings. Now in Super Egg Hunt and the Great Toy Robbery, the sounds that you're picking up change pitch, as do the sounds that move about the board, like the chicken and the elves. If they are ahead of you or on the same line as you, their pitch is higher, and if you move past them or they come behind you, the pitch is lower. Be easier to demonstrate when I'm actually playing the game, I think. So, right, let's get on with the what am I doing? Egg Hunt. Right. Like I say, this one doesn't have the menu, it will start straight away, and I'll explain what I'm doing here.
Welcome to Egg Hunt.
Use your arrow keys to move around and find eggs. You have 3 minutes to grab as many as possible. Good luck. On your marks. Get set. Go.
Now, if you hear that, pip, 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 pip on the left-hand side, that's an egg. So I'll try and get it into the middle. There, I think. Now move up.
One.
Got it. Now that rustling sound is my feet. Elworks always try and make it clear whether you're moving or not. Now stop now, I'm pressing the up arrow and it's stopped. That's because I've come to the top of the board. The right a bit, there's an egg there.
You're good at this game.
Now this game you have to dab at the arrow keys. It's been rather tiring.
You're good. There's another egg. There's one. Way to go.
There's can hear them as I'm getting them into the centre of the board. I'm actually moving down the board, and as I hear them coming up at me from the side, I'm moving on to them.
A-A.
I missed one, actually. On the right somewhere. There it is.
There's another red. 2 minutes left.
2 minutes left.
A-A.
On this game, I don't think you get the option to test your speakers. You just have to take a gamble and hope you've got your headphones on the right way around or whatever.
Way to go. Way to go.
There's one on the left. Oh, missed it.
There's another red. I'm good at this game.
I'm not.
Way to go. Way to go.
You can hear it sort of saying nice things.
There's another red.
When I pick the eggs up.
Wow, you're good.
It's one of the reasons I like this game. It's good for cheering you up if you're feeling
down. There's another red.
It's just nice. It's nice and simple. Makes you smile.
You found one.
Makes me smile anyway.
All right. Way to go.
I'm coming back up the board now, by the way.
You found one.
With this game, you can't tell.
1 minute left.
If you're listening to another person play, you can't tell whether they're going up
good.
The board or down the board. The other two, you
not
can.
One.
By the
way
sound of the eggs or the toys. And what the game is, obviously.
There's another egg. Hey.
That was good. I'm just playing right through so you can hear what it does when you finish.
There's one.
The game.
Hey. You're good at this game. Hey.
I rather like that music, too. It reminds me of that Joe Dolce song, that Shut Up In Your Face.
Wow, you're good. Wow, you're good. Way to go. Way to go.
There's one on the left there. Go back to that one.
Hey.
It'll ring a bell at me in a minute. Tell me the time's up.
Wow,
can't
good.
Place that one. There it is. And that one.
Wait, oh,
I see what happened. There was two on the same line there.
Time is up. Let's see how many you found. You found 53 eggs. Would you like to post your score to the Elworks website? No, you must be connected to the internet for this to work. Press either Y or N.
Cool. I don't know how Liam Irvin expected people to understand what that said, because it does say it very fast. Mind you, I've heard on some of these podcasts, sometimes I've heard Jaws or whatever speaking in the background and thought to myself, how the devil do they understand what that says? I will try posting that score, actually. It's not a bad score. So I'll press Y.
Posting score. Please wait.
And that ticking's just telling me that it's posting.
Your score has been successfully posted.
Oh,
would you like
that's
to play
great.
Again?
Oh, it just said, would I like to play again? Sorry, the reason I got rather excited about that was that the Elworks site's been having a few problems. Well, not problems, they've been moving it to another server and the scoreboards have been down for quite a while, and I was actually half expecting that not to work, but it did. It said, would I like to play again, but I don't, because I'm going to move on to the next game.
Thanks for playing that hunt. Visit l-works.net for more great games. Bye for now.
Right, now I'm going to move on to Super Egg Hunt, which is a similar idea. You'll see it's laid out a bit like the Super Shot and the Lockpick with the... I must remember to do two S's this time.
Super Egg Hunt.
Please choose an option from the following menu. Start game.
Again, it's synthesized speech, but it's much more human than the, you know what I mean? It sounds much more like a real person than the other one, which was actually eloquent speech, I think. So, let's start game.
Test speakers.
Test speakers.
Send score to lworks.net. Exit.
See, again, you get the same four options. Go back up to the top.
Start.
And I'll start the game. Now, this one always puts you on the bottom left-hand corner of the board, as does the Great Toe Robbery. The other one doesn't. It just drops you anywhere the Egg Hunt does. But this one always puts you on the bottom left. And I'll tell you what I come to as I come to it.
Ready? Set?
Right. I've smoothed the right of the way, and I'm going up the board now. Now, this time, I'm not having to dab the arrow key. Oh, there's an egg on the right there. There's two eggs, actually. Yeah, I'm not having to dab the arrow keys. I can just press and hold the up arrow. That's where I'm going up the board. I sort of comb the board. I'm hoping to find a clock, actually, sitting here at Lace Hill, and I probably will before my 3 minutes is up. You hear me sort of locating the eggs. Now, I'm going to pass this one. Did you hear I've passed? There's two eggs there. Now, I've passed that one now, just made it lower. So if I move back until it's on that pitch again. That means I'm on the same line, and I just moved across. Oh, did you hear that? That was Mr. Chicken, Mr. McChicken. I'm going to pass him. Oh, there's a clock. It's picked up the clock, and it froze him, so I've managed to run past him. Oh, my God, two clocks. Come here. Got it. In a few seconds, it will tell me 2 minutes left again, because I've just gained a few seconds. At the moment, we've had pretty easy to find eggs because they've mostly been
2 minutes left.
On their own, sort of thing. Like that one. But sometimes it can really throw you. It can put
two
a big cluster
left.
Of eggs all together in a big group, and that can be quite confusing. It's safe o'clock
today. 2 minutes left.
Keeps giving me clocks at the bottom of the board, and another clock.
2 minutes left.
That poor man in there keeps having to say 2 minutes left. It's getting rather boring, actually. He's not going to have to say it this time. I don't know if you could tell there, but there was one egg above it. Oh! Now, did you hear that? That was Mr. McChicken giving me a good sharp peck. I don't know where I am on the board now, but there seems to be plenty of eggs around here, so I'm not going to complain. It's just taking 15 seconds off my time, as well as getting me totally lost. And the thing with this game is, if you get pecked, like I just have, the trouble is you don't know where the chicken is.
1 minute left.
Well, that sorted out.
One minute left.
Oh, come on. Actually, I think you've heard all the basic things that this game does, so...
30 seconds.
Oh, I've only got 30 seconds left now, anyway, so... I was going to come out of it and show you the other one, but... I've just got again. This game's a good game to play if you're feeling kind of relaxed. I often play it at night. I don't feel tired enough to go to bed, I just... Oh!
Time's up. Your score is 41. Please choose an option from the following menu. Start game. Test egg. Thanks for playing Super Egg Hunt. For more great games, visit us on the web at www.l-works.net.
That's a lovely ending, isn't it? Yeah, I was saying, I often play it at night when I can't sleep or whatever. But if I just don't feel tired enough to go to bed, I just come in here, stick the headphones on, and get really absorbed in it. But I'm not actually that good at that one. I've seen on the... scoreboards. I'm up there at the moment, but only because Liam has had to reset his scoreboards. I should imagine I shall soon get knocked out of the top 10 by people who are much better than me. There's people up there who can get something like 80 odd eggs. The highest I've ever got was 74. That was good enough for me. Now, the final game I'm going to come to is called The Great Toy Robbery. Like I say, I've already spoken about it, I've already told you the basics. This one works in much the same way as Egg Hunt and Super Egg Hunt, apart from the last bit where Santa Claus comes to get you if you get 30 toys or more. In that part of the game, it just places you on the top right hand corner and you've just got to keep running away from Santa Claus till you get out. When I first heard this game, it was a friend of mine had it and he played it to me over the telephone. And I said, what a stupid game. What an irritating game as well. Because all the toys make different noises. And if you're easily irritated, it can really get on your nerves. But then another friend of mine went and downloaded it because he'd heard it and he thought it was hilarious. And when I listened to it at his house, when I got the full tone of the game, I couldn't help laughing too. And I think that's why I downloaded it, because it just makes me laugh. The sounds in this game are so funny. I think they are anyway. I've always found squeaky toys funny. I've no idea why, I just have. You'll hear there's 6 different toy sounds in this game. There's 2 different rattly things, 2 different squeaky things, one that sounds like it could be I don't know, I reckon it's meant to be a pogo stick, because it sort of goes boom, 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 as if it's sort of bouncing. And then there's one that sounds a bit like a I don't know, it's like a motor with a bell, so I don't really know what it's meant to be, but quite a nice little sound. And I often think this game reminds me of when I was little, because of hearing all the toys and things. You'll also hear the elves. Every 45 seconds, another elf comes on the screen. So for the first 45 seconds, there's only you in the room, and then you hear like an alarm go off, and that'll be the first elf. And the point system for this game is different from Egg Hunt and Super Egg Hunt. If you get one toy within 5 seconds, you get 1 point. If you get 2 toys within 5 seconds, I think you get 10 points. If you do that, it makes a sort of little bell sound. It goes ding ding. If you get 3 toys within that 5 seconds, you get 25 points. And it makes a great big noise, sort of, well, you'll hear it, hopefully. I haven't played this one for a bit, so we'll see. But although the toys sound different, that doesn't actually change the value. It doesn't matter what sort of toy you pick up. Some of the toys are difficult to place. Some are easier than others. The squeaky ones are the easiest. And again, like Super Egg Hunt, the toys and the elves change pitch if they're behind you. If they're on your line, or if they're higher up the board, then they sound higher pitched. So, without further ado, I will get it loaded.
The Great Toy Robbery. Please choose an option from the following menu. Start game.
See, again, we've got the menu. Start game.
Calibrate speakers.
Calibrate speakers.
Send score to elworks.net. Exit.
Yeah. So it's basically the same thing again, same sort of menu.
Start game.
Start game. And we press enter. Now we get a little sequence at the start of this one that you can skip if you want to, but I'm going to let it play through. Now, the bells mean that it's time for me to start searching, so I'm going to start moving around the board. Again, I'm on the bottom left-hand corner, so I'm going to move to the right a bit. Oh, that's one of those boing, boing things. Pick it up. Got it. Oh, I got that rattly thing as well. That gave me 10 points. Oh, my. I can't place that one. Oh, if I'm quick, I'll... Oh. I've got 25 points. Oh, here's a squeaker. What's that racket thing? Oh, that's my first elf coming onto the screen. Now I've got all sorts here. Whoa! 25 points again. I love that sound. It's a kind of naughty sound. It's like going, ha! Got it. There was 2 on the same square there. Blimey, I am doing well at this. I better not speak too soon. I should probably get bashed by an elf. And if they bash you, they end your game for you, basically. And jockey right out. Oh no, there's two elves. Now I'm running. Whoa, that's an elf. Let's get around him. There's a squeaky. Two of them. I'm hoping that I get 30 toys before I get dashed. An elf I've got to negotiate here. Oh, missed. I had to negotiate that elf. I'm hoping I get to 30, like I say, so that you can hear what happens at the end of this game. Oh. This isn't good. Ah, I'm surrounded! I've had to miss all those toys. As you can hear, there's quite a lot. Oh, yes, done it. Now, it's put me at the top corner of the board. I'm wasting no time. Because I really don't fancy getting squashed by Santa Claus's big boots. You'll hear him coming by in a minute, stomping his feet and laughing. Oh, dear me, it's a good job Santa Claus doesn't really sound like that. I'm coming down the right-hand side of the board now. At the bottom, I've just changed direction. He's following me. Oh, that's it, I've got ahead of him now, and I'm going to get out successfully. Any second now, I should think. Maybe not.
Your final score is 292 points. Please choose an option from the following menu. Start game.
And there we go. Let's come out of there now.
Calibrate, send, exit.
This one does a sort of Christmassy jingle at the end of it.
For more great games, visit us on the web at lworks.net. That's www.l-works.net.
So, there we are. That's all my favourite Lworks games. There are some more. There's one in particular that I might come back and do a review just for that one game. That's a game called Super Liam, which you do have to buy. But it's well worth the money, it really is. It's actually an adventure game. It's a side-scroller, and it's brilliant. I may come back and do a review on that one, I'm not sure yet. But yeah, that's my favourite Lworks games, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and I bet you anything you're wanting to go and play them now. So if you are interested, if you want to go and download them, you go to, as you've probably been hearing throughout the podcast, you need to go to www.l-works.net, and everything will be there for you. I hope, because as I say, he's been moving the site to a new server, so I'm hoping everything will be back and up and running soon. He's only just got the scoreboards back working again, but hopefully you'll still be able to download the games. All I have left to say now is, if you want to download them, go ahead and do so, and have fun! And I may be back soon. See you later!